This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Good evening, ladies and gents. This is another 9 to 5. It'll drive you crazy if you let it. Good evening, ladies and gents. This is Kendanique Delaveau, and you're listening to Kenny's Corner here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Tonight, we're talking about something that exists in almost every workplace, but somehow everybody pretends they don't see it. It's the elephant in the office. You know the elephant I'm talking about. It's the employee who everybody knows isn't pulling their weight, but nobody wants to address it. It's the toxic coworker who can change the entire energy of a room. It's the boss who communicates through intimidation. It's favoritism when everybody sees, but nobody wants to acknowledge. It's the person who gets promoted while the person's doing the actual work gets overlooked. It's the workplace bully that gets disguised that it's just a joke. Oh, I was only joking. I was only cracking. But you know there's something behind it. It's the employee who struggles, who's burnt out, frustrated, or disengaged. Or instead of having a conversation, management simply labels them as difficult. Or is it the coworker that goes to the boss and complains because they don't want to be accountable or because they don't want to put it in black and white? It's something, and it's sometimes the elephant in the room. And perhaps you are the elephant in the room. Maybe your attitude has changed. Maybe there are no longer passionate opportunities on the job. Maybe you've outgrown the position. Maybe you're carrying resentment that has never been addressed. Has your boss ever said to you, hey, you've worked for me 5, 10, 2, 3, 4 years. What is your ultimate goal? Is there succession planning? Are you stuck in a government job that literally will take you nowhere but other than pushing pen to paper? So to talk about the uncomfortable things that happen behind the office doors. How do we bring more functionality? When should a manager have a difficult conversation? Are you trying to be friends with your boss? Or are you there to do the work? When does loyalty become tolerated and acceptable behavior? And perhaps most importantly, how do we create the workspace where people feel safe enough to speak honestly before problems become crisis? We hear the word thrown around so often, mental health check, mental health day, all of these catch and buzz and trigger words. But are we really thinking about how we operate in that space? This evening, Ms. Clara joins me, and we're going to speak about the elephant in the office. Let's get into it. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
I could tell you that. Working 9 to 5.
Yes,
what
mom.
A way to make a living.
Yes, mom.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh. Mom. Now, we have about 7 questions that I could literally filter through to ask you, but the majority of the questions remain the same. Mm-hmm. Working in a hostile environment, the boss not addressing the actual issue, everyone playing or turning a blind eye to the person that is really causing the problem, but that person is getting promoted. What say you? Tell me what you want to give to my listening audience today.
Good evening, audience. And it is a pleasure to be here at
Thank
Kenny's
you.
Corner.
Thank you.
So first and foremost, I want to start off with saying that as a lead facilitator for almost 10 years, I have worked with a lot of organizations, great and small, with Effective Training Service Institute, and I have come to realize that no matter the size of your organization or your company, once you have more than one staff member working for you, you will always have conflict.
Why?
It's just human nature. It's just natural. It is just something that is ultimately unavoidable because we don't always agree on everything, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just like a husband and wife.
Right.
I love my husband. And I know you love yours.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we do have conflict.
Yes.
But we love each other enough to know that even though we may not agree, we still must come to a resolution. And we have the ultimate goal, the ultimate achievement is to getting the goal achieved and to come into a common ground.
Now, you say come to a common ground, but you know, here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, we have the ultimate occurrence and the enormity of it to hide your head under a bushel. Mm-hmm. You know that this is the person creating the problem.
Yeah.
But you keep promoting that person. You keep giving them accolades. You keep giving them more ammunition to act poorly.
Right.
And what I find in most work environments, it's normally the women that act the worst.
Unfortunately.
But is it because, and I don't want to get too psychological, right?
Right.
But is your home life flustered and so you come to work and you take it out on other people? Like, what is really going on with you?
Some people do that. Some people cannot balance work and home life, unfortunately.
Mm.
Some people cannot. However, when you do have those type of people in the organization that you say they are constantly being promoted and they're seemingly the bad apple, first of all, we must start with a conversation.
Okay.
Because communication is key. Okay. In every environment. And I think that is one of the main things that we are lacking in our country right now, in our ways.
Communication.
Is proper, effective communication. See, we can communicate and we can talk and we can crack a joke and we can say something or do something. However, if we don't stand by policies and procedures, and if we don't lead by example as well, then what type of trend are we setting as leaders, as managers, in the organization? Go ahead.
I think we talk a lot, but I don't think that we communicate.
We don't. We don't properly. I'm telling you, we don't properly communicate because you also kind of mentioned entitlement. Oh my goodness. The country right now is ramping. If entitlement would 90% of Bahamians have that disease. Because you feel like most people nowadays in the workplace, and I'm talking about the workplace almost anywhere, and I'm talking about from my personal experience, at the bank, at the washhouse, if you pull up sometime at the gas station, their whole demeanor is that, well, I came to work, so I'm doing my boss a favor by coming to work. So you, the client, the customer, you have to wait for me, for my time. For when I'm ready to service. You have to wait for when I'm ready to do this. You have to wait to see how I feel about this. You have to catch me in a good mood.
And we have a huge problem in this country with customer service and maintenance.
We do. I think there's a fair, and I'll say the F word, fair, from business owners and leaders to enforce proper training.
I don't think that we have the proper training because we don't have the educational aptitude for the training. I think that we matriculate through a system just to push people out. And when you push them out, they don't have any soft skills. They don't know how to answer a phone. They don't know how to say, if it's 6 o'clock, it's evening.
Okay.
So do you know how to say good evening?
Good evening.
Coming to a place?
That. It's that. Can I also state that while you are in that realm, I've come to find in my experience that they don't have the aptitude to deal with it because they were never taught it. Mm. Do you know, there are so many times that people are hired to do a job. They would have been doing that job perfectly for about 5 to 6 years. Mm-hmm. So say I've been answering the phone. I'm the secretary, okay? And I've been doing that effectively and effortlessly, and I'm great at what I do, how I answer the phone, and I can take notes and everything, and I can give you your message. Hey, I could give you the message, like the best messenger. Mm-hmm. But because of my years there at the organization, and with all due respect, you should promote within.
Right.
As for at first. So after I would have been there 5 years, my manager now feels inclined, you know, to now promote me. However, in promoting me from being a secretary whose capability was answering the phone and taking the notes, you never taught me, okay, this new level that I'm going to step in, this new capacity as a manager or as a supervisor. You never gave me any tools.
Right.
Or the skills or the know-how. And so now you still have a secretary, because I still have a secretary capacity, but now you've promoted me to a manager, to a leader, and now I have to change that mindset for myself. We don't give people the skills, the tools that they need when we are promoting within. This is where training is a necessity. It is needed, and we are lacking. We are lacking it.
This question reads here, and by you saying management, right? This question reads, sometimes the problem is management.
Yeah.
How should an employee professionally address a boss who is bullying, micromanaging, playing favorites, or simply creating an unhealthy environment?
So you are so correct. We do have some managers who take advantage of their role, their position, their title in the organization. And when you find that you're in a workplace like that, it can actually be very, very toxic. So one bit of advice I would give to anyone listening tonight is, first of all, get to know the people that you're working with. Get to know not only your co-workers and your colleagues, get to know your managers. Because no two managers lead or manage alike. And I'm saying that to say, you'll have a manager, if you're working in a restaurant or a bar, for instance, you'll have someone whose pet peeve is your time, okay? And they want you to be on time, and if you come 5 minutes late, they're going to write you up, or they're going to be in a frenzy. Whenever you know, listen to me, choose wisdom, people. Whenever you know you're working with that manager who is a time freak, then you put it in your head. And say, you know what? I'm working with Kenny tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be half hour early.
Because to be on time is to be late.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
That too. That yes. too. But I'm just saying, get to know the managers for themselves, because they are still humans too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have a conversation. Sometimes because you did not communicate your feeling. Mm. Hey, it goes back to communication. Because you didn't communicate your feelings with me, you don't know how you make me feel.
Correct.
You're just, so in your mind, you are just managing.
I am simply
managing. And you're thinking, unfortunately, realistic, and I'm telling you from truth, you are thinking that you are doing an amazing job. Because I didn't come to you and I said, when you spoke to me this way, it made me feel like this.
I know that you have Dana Munnings-Gray. She is the SOI of the Insurance Commission.
Yes.
On your panel.
Yes.
Now, she is a woman's woman.
Yes, yes.
You understand me?
Yes.
And I think when it comes up to her, she sees something in other people that nobody would see in themselves.
Oh, yes.
And she gives you an opportunity.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And I do know that I've heard her say on many different occasions, mm-hmm. a toxic environment is not going to work for her.
No.
When you think of toxicity, right? Do you think it's just an imbalance of a communication skill and a level of understanding your job portfolio? Or do you think that there's no understanding of the two and the two cannot merge?
I think that it can actually be that there is no merging of the two. Yeah, because the two need to be understood.
Yes.
Each fully for themselves.
Okay.
You need to know what your job description is.
You have to have a JD.
What your duties are.
Yes.
Do you know? Like, can I tell you something?
Yes.
I have sat in many meetings. I have coached many business owners. And when I start, I ask them, do you have a list of your policies and procedures? Do you have a vision? Do you have a mission? What are your guidelines? Okay, well, when you hire this person, do they sign a contract to say what their duties are? Are we doing that?
Are we doing it?
We don't do it. It doesn't happen regularly enough. And so if you don't tell me what are the pros and cons of your business, of your organization, of your company, how do you expect for me to work with integrity and represent your brand the way you see it in your head?
Do you believe that there are different types of leadership skills that one must acquire to lead a team?
Oh, yes.
Because I lead a team, right, for an organization.
Oh, yes.
And I'm very, because I have a project management degree as well.
Yes.
I like to have things timelined.
Right.
I don't want you to tell me, oh, I can do that in the morning.
Right,
if
right.
If the function is today at 3 o'clock, oh, this is the meeting before the, today, tomorrow's the event.
Tomorrow's the event.
We have a meeting at 3 o'clock today.
Right.
I don't need you to tell me in the meeting, oh, I can get that due in the morning. No, friend. I want a timeline. This is going to be done by 9. People are coming through the door for an 11 event. They're going to start trickling in 9:45, 10 o'clock. Do you think that having a manager or having someone that says to you directives and deliverables makes it easier? Or do you want it to be in an abyss? I think she said this, but I ain't sure.
No. So organization is key. Planning and preparing is important in every workspace, in every environment. And as a leader, you should be organized. You should be prepared. What do you say? Plan for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Maslow's theory, anything that can go wrong will go
wrong. It will go wrong. But even with saying that, I would also say to those managers as well, just as I said that the employees must get to know their managers, the managers must also, the leaders, you also need to fine tune and get to know your team. Because some people don't work well under pressure.
No, and some people don't work well in teams.
Some people don't. So you have to navigate. And you have to say, you know something, this person here, even though this event is tomorrow, I can't tell Kenny that the event is tomorrow. I have to tell Kenny that from like a week ahead so that it gives her enough grace and it gives her enough time. I mean, sometimes we do have to come to a compromise. Sometimes we should, because everybody doesn't work to the same capacity as me.
No, everybody does not. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. It's already 6:45.
What?
Yeah, we only did one question. Chris, can we take a? We're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna be right back. You're listening to Kenny's Corner here on Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
Ready with Duracell. Be ready when the power goes out this hurricane season with Duracell, the battery that lasts up to 10 times longer. Purchase your Duracell batteries at your local neighborhood stores, service stations, and all major retailers. Duracell, distributed by ACH Pritchard Limited. So, be ready with Duracell.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
There's a new Duracell battery with a great new look, and now formulated to last even longer. So now you can think even less about batteries, and so can Duracell Bunny. Duracell, lasts longer, much longer. Duracell distributed by Ace Age Pritchard Limited. Duracell wants to assure the Bahamas that we are here with you during these challenging times, and you can trust us with all your household and portable power needs.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good evening, ladies and gents. Girls just want to have fun. We all want the same things. We want someone to love us up a little bit. We want someone to take us for a nice little drive on Saturday, a little Kong salad, a little rattler, you know? We want the kids to go to private school and horseback riding lessons and
swimming. Tennis.
And you know?
Yeah.
Which is porky or whatever it's called.
Porky
or pickleball or whatever. They want these
things.
I want
to play porking, actually.
Well, lads, we used to sparking in Xavier's. We used to wear the tennis ball, and whap, you
Parking,
get licked.
Yeah.
So we are not even halfway through our questions. So let's what about favoritism? How damaging is perceived or actual favoritism in the workplace, and what does it do to employees who feel overlooked?
Favoritism is one of the most dangerous things that can be observed in a workplace, because it causes those who do not feel so favored, it causes their morale to drop. If they had a heart for the company and good intention, and they're working and they're doing as they should, you know, that person is coming on time and they're putting their best foot forward. And guess what? Their performance is up to par.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's even better than the one who is favored for whatever reason they may be favored for. But because of the fact that they are overlooked, it causes then, I think it even starts to breed bitterness.
And contempt.
within the organization.
Okay.
And then that person then turns to be a person, instead of advocating for the organization, they speak ill against the company. And sometimes they even start rumors or gossip because of their experience.
And that doesn't aid the company.
That
or the
doesn't
organization
aid
at all.
The company at all. Favoritism, especially when you can see it, when you can feel it, when it's coming from a leader, when it's coming from a leader to one particular staff. And let me tell you something: we see it when you think nobody is witnessing it, or we're not really showing favoritism, or we're just calling on Kenny. We're just calling on her because she's going to be able to do it. We're calling on her for that. No, people see. Give everyone a fair chance.
Give them a chance.
Because you don't even know, honestly, how they will act once given the opportunity.
Right.
Some people have never had the opportunity to shine within an organization, you know.
Right.
And guess what? Some people, when given the opportunity, they take it to another level.
Why are you saying they take it to another level, right? So in my space or in my realm, even acting as a consultant, sometimes you find that person who has given you the most resistance, you pull them in, right? And you say to them, listen, mm-hmm. I'm going to give you an opportunity for you to shine at this moment. You take the lead on this particular project.
Yes.
And when it's time to get up and speak, you speak.
Mm-hmm.
I already know that I'm responsible, right?
Right.
So I'm in charge. There's no issue.
Right.
But I have that self-awareness and that self-esteem that I don't have to be in the front all the time. So, hey, John, you go ahead and you lead.
Mm-hmm.
And you say to John, listen, do you need any pointers? This is how you should dress. This is how you should orate.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you should do. And I think that helps somebody move along a little bit better in their professional development.
It does. And it creates confidence.
It absolutely does.
It creates confidence. We need more leaders who are able. Dr. Miles, say, pass the baton.
Pass it.
Pass the baton.
You can't be in the spot forever.
You are not going to be the CFO or the CEO forever. But the company, if you want the company to live on, even longer than we're here.
Legacy.
You have to pass down the baton. And a lot of people are intimidated and afraid to pass down the baton. A lot of people die in leadership capacities with so much knowledge, with the wealth of knowledge that is unbelievable. And you know what that does?
It cripples the organization.
It cripples the organization. It cripples the communities. It cripples the Bahamas. Like, it cripples the whole, it cripples everything and everyone. Because if you died knowing the recipe for that good old-fashioned bread, that homemade bread.
Right.
And you never once said, Christina, take the recipe from me. Here's the recipe. Let me teach you how to do it. And when you go, that recipe go with you.
Talk to me about what you are bringing to the table in the next couple of days.
Okay. So on August 22nd at Holy Trinity Hall.
The Most Holy Trinity?
The Most Holy Trinity Hall. We will be hosting the Professional Conference of the Year.
I like that.
I said it. It is what it is. It starts from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. And we will be talking about the elephant in the office. These issues that sometimes we may not want, because you may be intimidated by the reaction you may get from it. We want you to come. We want you to come into the room, bring your questions, bring your concerns. This conference is for leaders. It is for the even for those team members who are underachievers. Who may need a little boost, you know.
Okay.
So we can boost their morale and we can give them some points, some hints on what to do. We're covering a vast arena of topics. We're going to talk about workplace gossip and how to, I don't know if we can alleviate it, but how to manage it. Because it is manageable. Somebody just has to take the initiative to say, well, I won't take part in this
anymore. What if your HR department is the hub for the gossip?
Well, then you need to start writing a letter.
Maybe HR needs to be removed.
HR, you need to write a letter to the head of your department, the head of the organization. See, because there's always a way to get the word out, the message out. And if you have people in authority doing something, then you have to go higher up.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to take it up a notch.
Okay.
We're even going to talk about mental health. Because mental health is very important. We must understand, especially in today's workplace, people are under a lot of stress, you know.
Listen, I don't know if you are at this point where I'm at, right? But I'm very much so perimenopausal. So I went to the doctor today because I broke my leg last year, my ankle last year. So I went to get that sorted out today for an x-ray to check and see because I feel like I'm still not where I need to be. So in speaking with my physician, I said, listen, this perimenopause, I think I am really on the verge of collapse, okay? So he did some blood work today, and he said, listen, we're going to take it up a notch, and we'll see where we need to go with it. We'll test your blood levels. But I think a part of the communication now has to be perimenopause and menopause as well, because it is affecting women like
crazy.
Come on.
And it's even more so now. I don't know why.
We are at the verge of collapse, friend.
Yeah, we are. I trust me, I have a few friends now who are experiencing it. And so that's another conversation we need to have, is correct. We're also going to be talking about workplace bully.
You think they still exist? Tell me about it. Talk it. Tell the story.
They still do exist. They still do. You know what? I actually, quick story, quick reel. Real conversation, quick real talk now.
This is Kenny's Corner. I know, right?
I don't want to come to my show. I know, right?
I wanted real.
So I worked for a company and I had a manager. And I was awesome in my, if I do say so myself, in my capacity. And I loved my job. And I loved what I did. Right. And I was passionate. And I always got it done.
Right.
And I had a manager who would always second guess and double check everything that I did. There was a point where I was a server and he would go over to the guest and say, well, is Christina taking good care of you today? And you know, they would say, yes, she's the best. Oh, I'm just checking, making sure she didn't forget anything. And like, why would you ask? Why you put forgetting in there? But my customer and my service was so on par. My customers would tell me, oh, that guy just asked us and did it. Fine. I worked through it, and I played the I'm not going to give you any attention. I'm going to respect your position, and I'm going to do what I'm called to do. Until one time, he pulled me aside, and he said, Christina, you have great work skills, great work ethics. He said, but you know what I don't like about you? I said, what? He said, you are just so strong, so masculine. And I looked at him, and I thought to myself, masculine? And at that time, I was shaped like a horse.
I get that I'm very masculine as well.
I got that, and I said to him, I won't say his name, but you know who you are. I said, I'm so sorry that you feel that I am masculine.
Right.
But I know that I am strong. Mm-hmm. Strong is all I know.
Right.
But in my strength, I could assure you, I'm going to do my job to the best of my abilities.
Exactly.
So level up on them, you know. When you see that energy coming at you or maybe an attack from whoever, however, another way that you can level up on that is to perform your work to the best of your duties.
That's it.
Let your work speak for itself.
Absolutely.
So you don't have a comeback. Make sure you're on time, you're supposed to do. Make sure you're responding to emails and questions. Make sure you're on point. That way, what is the complaint going to be?
What could the complaint be? But I think, too, you spoke about work ethic, but you do realize that in our workspace, there's Generation X, Y, Z, Lunchbox, the Crater Box, all of these different generations, and we may have a loyalty factor that goes along with working.
Mm-hmm.
But you have these young people, and they on the job for 2 to 3 weeks, and after they're not getting what they need to get, or if they can't see themselves moving,
they're gone. Yeah, that's true.
But can I tell you, I almost appreciate what it is that they do, because they don't have any attachment. It's
right?
really only about the money for them.
It really is. And then as for us as leaders in the workspace, and we do get that mix of now all these ages and groups and levels of people that are coming into the organization, I would also just throw it out there as a piece of advice, you know, to have some empathy as well.
Because empathy is necessary.
I've come to find for real that a lot of it is is because of the lack of knowledge.
It
goes back to the training. It goes back to the lack of knowledge. It goes back to the fact that, yes, you're a Zen Z or Y or X, but guess what? We never told you that it's not proper to wear a spaghetti strap. It's not proper to come to work with the, what do they come to work with? The bonnets on your head.
I mean,
it's not proper to come to work in Crocs with slippers. We never taught you that. So it bounces back to leadership. It goes back to communication. And it also goes back to being, to having effective training.
But I don't think that, I went to school in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that in my matriculation, I had an opportunity to ever go into any classroom with a bonnet. I mean, I had hair then, you know. How do you rationalize going out in a bonnet today, current day?
Yes,
you
yes,
go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You go.
I've seen it. I've seen them in the bank. I've seen them in the bank on the bank line.
But how do you come out the house like that?
Nobody told them. Nobody told them.
Your mother didn't tell you that was inappropriate?
I'm telling you, nobody told them. So we are going to give people the tools they need at this conference on August 22nd. We're going to supply you with most of the tools that you will need so that when you leave from the conference, you'll have a better understanding, you'll have better clarity, you'll have better insight on how to be a better, not only a leader, but how to be a better employee overall, how to be a better organization runner.
Now, you have Tanya Duncombe. She's the founder and lead instructor at Amber Driving School.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina Cash, she's an experienced bank professional, certified manager.
Mm-hmm.
Devano Munnings,
insurance
sales team leader at BAF.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this name properly.
Mm-hmm.
Kizania?
Kizane.
Kizane Arthur.
Sister from another mister.
All right. Miss Arthur is the facilitator and program delivery. She's in banking and finance.
Yes.
Dawn Ferguson. She's training manager, Island Luck and Ultra Games.
Yes.
And of course, financial services, insurance commission of the Bahamas.
Yes.
Mrs. Dana Munnings Gray.
Yes.
And we have a bonus here. The legal advisor is attending.
Uh-huh.
So the feature topics are teamwork and restoration of confidence in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Unwritten rules of corporate environment, office etiquette, so desperately needed, and professionalism.
Yes.
Navigating difficult customer interactions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to have crisis management too.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Effectively managing workplace gossip.
Yes.
Now, you have prizes, activities.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the information on the email.
Okay, the email information is is effective training.
Okay.
effectivetraining101@gmail.com.
Can they find you on Facebook?
They can at Effective Training Institute Facebook. That's my Facebook page.
Okay, and Miss Munnings Gray is the main speaker.
She is the main speaker.
Okay.
The other speakers will be in a panelist form.
Okay.
And we will also be encouraging questions or queries. So you can come with your questions. You can come with your concerns because we intend for it to be a safe space. So you can give us your experience and let us see how us, the professionals, can help you navigate through your past experiences.
Now, we spoke about the elephant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the elephant itself.
Mm-hmm.
What elephants you see in workspaces that everyone knows exist, but nobody wants to address?
Nobody wants to address. You know what nobody wants to address a lot is that.
But how you get in a I work with you. I didn't come to work for any type of friendship.
No.
What is work gossip? I'm just curious. What is work gossip?
Well, work gossip is is just getting.
Or is it trauma bonding?
It's work gossip because the first problem we have in this climate at the jobs now, the first problem that we have is that we go to work looking for friends. That's our first problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
In this country,
I've
come to
work
see.
Alone, you know.
I'm telling you, we come to work and we have to be friendly. We look for friends. We come to work and we think that everyone is supposed to be our friend.
Mm.
And so when somebody has boundaries and when somebody is just wanting to be professional, and stand their ground. And you know what? I don't have to come to the work party all the time. Or when we get off, we don't have to stop by the bar and have a drink. No, it's okay. But I still want to be professional enough to work with you. We're still gonna when you have a person that sets boundaries, that is the person normally that is talked about.
Okay.
The person that doesn't engage in all the other activities that happen.
Okay, that's the gossip right there.
Uh-huh. But no, people talk about anything and everything on the workplace. And sometimes it's exaggerated. Sometimes it's out of jealousy and envy. Sometimes even in the promotional phase, if you are promoted, because you are a good employee, because you are a good worker, you can be gossip about as well.
But I wouldn't want to take the opportunity to learn from the person that's being promoted.
No, hardly. And you should. You should ask the questions. Okay, so how do you do this? And how are you able to get this project completed? You should want to learn so you can advance yourself. But it's easier to talk about the person and to group. As opposed to asking head on.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Bonding.
Yeah.
On the workplace.
Yeah, that's
in
what
the
it
workplace.
Is. That's what it is. It is trauma bonding.
I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. This next question reads, when does workplace culture become toxic? Is it one bad employee, poor leadership, a lack of accountability, or a toxic environment, usually the combination of several things?
It is the combination of several things. Jeez. It is normally the combination of several things that cause a toxic environment. And guess what? Ultimately, organizations will find that they'll have a high turnover because of the environment being toxic, especially if they have poor leadership. They'll find that they'll hire a bunch of people this week, and then they'll have to rehire again next week. And that trend doesn't stop, and it keeps on. And on the flip side, they may be enabling a bad apple as well. And so when you get somebody who comes into the organization with a new energy and a new light, and who is ready to learn, and who is ready to give, and who's ready to do and perform, once they connect with the bad apple, because, you know, every workplace has a bad apple, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. But once they connect with the bad apple and they hear, oh, you don't have to do that much. Some people tell them you're doing too much, you know. Mm-hmm. You've come into a new space and you want to make yourself proven. You want to make a good impact and
yes.
a good impression.
Yes.
And some person is going to tell you, no, you're doing too much. We don't do it like this. We don't do it like that. And then again, you even have team members who are on the workplace who are not about change.
They like using carbon paper.
So they don't want to elevate. They don't want to advance. They don't want to move with the times. They don't want to change. Or the computer is a problem for them. You understand? No, we don't do it like that. We write the letter like this. And they actually cost the company or the organization as well. Because they slow down the growth of the organization.
Nothing like slowing down growth in this country. I can tell you. Ladies and gents, the text lines are 422-4797. The telephone lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. We have some questions that are on our live line. But before we get to those, I wanted to dedicate the show this evening to Baron Ali. Today, mm-hmm. Baron, you rang the bell, and we are so pleased
yes.
and we are so honored and give God the ultimate thanks that you were able to ring that bell. You can ring my bell.
Uh-huh. To God be all the glory.
Yes, all the glory. Yes. So let us go to this question. Mm-hmm. And this, we have Nicole Martin, JP, mm-hmm. Nicole, hi.
Hi.
Ms. Higgs, we have you
hi.
On the line.
Hi.
Teacher at ISBED, Vivian
yes,
Sands,
yes.
Lorraine Knowles, she's a big time Valley. I see y'all out here. I see you guys. Let us have this question. This question, of course, is coming to claim here okay. instead of there. All right, so this question mm-hmm. reads, this is a wonderful opportunity. Can you please tell me how to advance myself? Can I take this course? And can I take this course that you're offering? And if I need more than one day of sessions, mm-hmm. do you offer personal grooming?
Yes. So this is a conference. And trust me, it's going to be compact into a course. You're going to get a little bit of everything in this setting. You're going to get a wealth of knowledge. And yes, I do offer personalized coaching and further training and everything. If you are interested, just contact me at 466-9799, Effective Training Service Institute. I am Mistress Claire.
All right. Let us go to this question, then we're going to take a quick commercial break. Let's talk about difficult employees. Not the employees that were sent by their MP to do this job and they are underqualified, but difficult employees, someone that has been there 25, 30 years. You walk into the establishment, you say good morning. They can hear you say good morning. Mm. You hear you say good morning, but they refuse to answer. Yeah. You try to get them on a different succession plan. And you just want to make the organization great again.
Okay.
If you were.
But this employee is the problem.
Let's talk about difficult employees. Mm-hmm. They making a good salary. Mm-hmm. They comfortable, so they ain't leaving. Mm-hmm. But they can make everybody else's life miserable, right? Mm-hmm. How should a manager handle an employee who is talented and productive, but has a negative attitude or creates conflict within the team?
So, and I've seen this many, many times. First of all, some managers take too long to look for the resolution. They see the problem, and a lot of times you see it, you know it's there, but you play as if you don't see it. You avoid it because it's probably an uncomfortable conversation or whatever not, but it's giving the snowball effect. So it starts off small. That person starts off with a small attitude, and then they get, they stay there for 5 years. And then they feel like, okay, well, I'm here with my bad attitude and I don't want to do anything. Ain't nobody could do nothing with me. 10 years, okay, I don't watch people come and go. They ain't going to do nothing with me. But what needs to happen is there needs to be a conversation with that team member, and managers and leaders need to not take it personal when you have to detach. It's okay. It's okay to let them go. After they were there for 20 years, maybe the first 3 years, they were great employees, you know. But after they became so comfortable, you allowed them to stay for the other 17. But guess what? If you allow them to stay another day with that same energy,
they poison.
They are going to leak the poison into the whole environment.
So they're like a cancer spreading.
They are like a cancer to your organization. You know the person who nobody... The people to you guys who are that cancer in the environment.
You know it's you.
You shouldn't even... How do you feel? How do you feel when there's a meeting happening or when there's some engagement happening with other team members and team members avoid you because that's what people do to them? Because they don't want to be bothered by their energy or by their spirit, and they always cross and they always negative and they never have nothing good to say about the organization. They never say anything uplifting about a colleague or you did well today or you look good today. They're not that type of person. Cut them from the organization, because if you're not going to grow with me, you're going to pull me down.
End of story.
That's just what it is. I think we hold on too much to time. Mm. Yeah, man, we hold on too much to time. So because I've been there for 10 years and I know the system, listen to me, I would prefer to teach somebody the system.
Fresh off
the
block.
Who has spirit.
Yes.
Than to keep a negative person in that organization. Trust me.
Understood. We're going to take a very quick commercial break. You're listening here to Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Evening, good evening, ladies and gents. You're back here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Next week, I will not be on radio. I'm going to take a much needed break. I need some time away so that I can come back rejuvenized and just ready to have the conversations. But when I do bounce back, y'all, we going straight into the sex conversation. Because I know, I mean, you know you all missed this week, right? But, you know, sometimes we have to mix it up. And part of the talk show game is to always keep it relevant and try to make sure that you cover a plethora of topics so that your listening audience does not become bored and know what you're bringing up next. And so we try to have professional conversations, social activism conversations, relationships. We cover a medley of things here at Kenny's Corner. And so I want you to speak, Ms. Claire, about your sponsors, because you can't do this in silo, right? So you have to have industry partners.
Oh, yeah.
So who are your industry partners for this? Because this doesn't happen in silo, of course. You need everybody across the length and breadth of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to contribute to this systematic growth.
Yes.
So who are your sponsors? Do you have any sponsors, by the way?
I have sponsors.
Who's sponsoring you? I know, right?
I have quite a few. And they thank you to all of my amazing sponsors.
Okay.
They have been very, very supportive. So I have the El Greco Beach Hotel.
Okay.
I have Region Auto Parts.
Okay.
Number one for all your car parts. I have C.P. Lewis Bus Company.
Okay.
Yes. The Gentlemen's Club Lounge, where you can get great food in a great environment. Welcome Investment Group, Unique Discovery Group, The Look Beauty Bar, where within that facility you can get your manicure, your massage, and your facial and more at The Look Beauty Bar. Smart Haul Trucking, number one for trucking services. You call, he hauls. I know, right? Southwest Diner. Central Diner, that's the newer location, and they specialize in soups and souse right there on Market Street.
Southwest Diner, now, are they on Carmichael Road, like by the food store?
The original diner is actually in the Carlisle Shopping Plaza.
Oh.
And the second one, Central Diner, which is soups and sauce, they are on Market Street.
Okay.
Kind of, if you would have passed Checkers Cafe, heading to the bridge.
Okay.
It'll be on the right-hand side.
All right, all right.
All right, and then Cucina Di Mari for fine dining, and that's another restaurant that is in the Coral Harbor Shopping Plaza.
My girlfriends and I went there. Yes. We had a dandy.
Yeah, dandy is we had in there.
And Cucina I had lemon drops, yes. I think you call it.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
I had the calamari seafood. Oh, yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, they,
and don't they have, do they have a band on...
So they had the R&B the R&B on the first Saturdays, I think. Forgive me if I'm not correct, but you need to look them up. Cucina
okay.
Di Mari in the Coral
and
Harbor
portions are
Shopping
large.
Plaza. And then last but not least, Claire Choice Maintenance, where they take care of home and business maintenance from painting services and any type of infrastructure fixed. Stuff that needs to be fixed or repaired, you know, small repairs, electrical. I think they even do on plumbing.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you to thank you to your sponsors, Ms. Claire. We are 5 minutes in for time.
Mm-hmm.
Let us make it personal. If someone listening tonight realizes that they may actually be the elephant in their office, what are three things they should honestly ask themselves before blaming everyone else? Because sometimes you don't realize that you are, in fact, the problem.
Okay. So, first of all, they should have a self-reflection.
Mm.
And self-reflection comes from you've seen the way people act toward you. And so you say, okay, maybe it is me. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I need to change something. After you have reflected and said, recognize that maybe it is me, then you have to be willing to change. See, because you can attend all of the conferences and have all of the training in the world, but if you are not willing and open to change, to improve yourself so that you can grow, then you're going to do yourself a disservice.
Okay.
And thirdly, you have to be willing to learn. As long as you live, you should never think that you know it all because there's always something new to learn.
Yes.
There's always room for improvement.
Yes.
And like I said, the reflection is important.
Okay.
The reflection is important. You see, I always look at myself.
Right.
And I say, I am perfectly imperfect. That's something that I know about myself. We all have faults.
Yes.
But if you realize your faults and you make up your mind and you say, I want to be better, I want to do better, and you don't only want to do better for your job or for your work, you want to do better and be better for you personally.
Right.
Because that attitude, that energy carries over sometime into your home life. So when your children will see you doing better and being a better team player or being better with your spouse, you're teaching them too. To be better, to work together, you know? And so that's where I want that person who is the elephant in the room to come to a place. We're not attacking you, you know. And we don't wanna cause any shame or anything like that. We're here to help. We're here to help.
Help is on the way.
Help is here.
All right.
Help is here.
Tell us again the date, the time, and the cost.
It is
Numbers that we can reach you.
August 22nd, which is next week, Saturday, at the Holy Trinity Hall, located Stapleton Gardens, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., all investment of $250. Lunch will be included. And like Kenny mentioned, we have a lot of activities, engagements, prizes, surprises. And most importantly, you're going to get a wealth of knowledge. And we cannot put a price on that.
No. Absolutely not. Oh, we have a caller. Can we take the caller, Chris? Good evening, Carl. Thank you for calling.
Good evening, Ken and Eek. How
Good
are
evening.
You?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Christine, how are you?
I am well, thank you.
Wonderful. Interesting conversation, as usual.
Is this Eric?
Pardon me?
Is this Eric?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I know the two of you all dead good.
I don't know who this is.
I
mean, like,
whose voice is this?
I don't know who this is too.
So hear me out. you know, you were talking about the toxic employee earlier.
Yes.
Who's been there for 20 years. So let's take a couple of things into consideration, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I like about this discussion is you have two very educated women who have a vast array of knowledge about this topic.
Yes.
So let's look at a couple of things. Human capital theory versus anti-retention in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So you talk about somebody who's been employed there for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Now, we understand in this culture, you can be employed as long as you can, doing the most thuggery thing ever, as long as you are connected.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
As long as you are family, friend, or lover.
My goodness, yes. Unfortunately.
You know, unfortunately.
Mm.
But if you're not in the clip, you can be one of those ones out of the door. But mm-hmm. when those persons are shown the door and they leave, although they may have been there for, let's just say, 50 and 20 years.
Right.
Not only are you losing that personality, you're also losing your investment. Because over those years, you would have invested. I mean, I'm not talking about government agencies, because I don't know how much the government actually invests in training and development of government employees.
Mm.
It probably happens on an executive level.
Mm-hmm.
But the ground soldiers, the ones who are answering the phone, and the ones who have an attitude, mm-hmm. and the ones who ain't saying good morning,
yes,
I don't think that those things happen. But if it does, it happens on a granular level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, again, when you let these people go,
mm-hmm.
and they take with them the skills that they have learned over the years, because they too are an asset. Even though they have their attitudes, mm-hmm. and their good days, yeah. and their bad days, they were still an asset to the business. How do businesses then recover when they lose these people? Because, I mean, you lose personalities, because at the end of the day, one thing matters. We want labor. Mm-hmm. We want the work done. We
you
want
do
the
want
job
to.
Done. So forget your personality. Your personality is what gets you in trouble, you know.
Yeah.
But your personality is important.
But it also gets you in trouble.
It is. Mm-hmm. If you're front of the house and back of the house, yes it's also, you know, the, what do you call it? Because you have internal customer
you
service,
do.
Right?
We do. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But, you know, knowing what you do, Christina.
Yes.
How do you then position how important it is for what you are doing now for the employer
to
take advantage of this?
Uh-huh.
And through the training that you do,
right.
how can they be assured that what else are you doing to also let the employee know that, listen, this is an investment.
So
this is an investment.
So
and how, like, go ahead.
Okay. Are you done, first of all, with the question?
Yeah, I'm done. I listen.
Okay. So first of all, to the employer who is listening, and you have that employee who's been there longstanding 20-plus years, and I guess you're hesitant, if I'm correct, if I'm getting the gist of the question right. You're a little apprehensive about letting them go, because then what do you do? Is that where the question is coming from? Oh, I think you already got. Okay, so I'm going to tell the employer, that once you would send your team, your staff, to have this experience at the conference or to engage in any training per se, we are going to try to get in the minds. Starts from within. So we have to find out what there is. What do you think is logical? What do you think that doing this is good? Can I tell you that I've hosted many training sessions, and now a major part of what I do is I actually incorporate more role play, because I think we learn better when we see ourselves, if you understand. So I would give a scenario to somebody, and you tell me what you would do with this scenario and how you would overcome. And then I would tell you, okay, well, that may be, but this is what actually should happen.
Exactly.
I want to also encourage the employer to not be intimidated by the loss of the team member, you know. Because if they are, you don't want to keep that team member on, no matter what the investment was that you made in them.
And as time would mature, for that person that's 25 years into the company, things are progressing. Technology is changing. And so you have to change with the time. Mind you, we value your 25 years.
Yes.
And we would never make light of your tenure.
No.
But in that 25 years of company policy and change and culture, it has to be some succession planning.
Right. And some growth, too. Because then, okay, you've had that person. That person is there 25 years. So you've never, as an employer, anticipated that they would leave. And you never start to prepare or train somebody to take on that position or fill that capacity.
You have to.
You're going to leave yourself handicapped.
And like the gentleman said, the training is not as granular as we would expect. And the people that are on the ground that need the training.
And they need it.
They don't get it.
They don't get it.
Let me read these text messages. Kenny, I love the response your guest gave to her former boss when she said she was too masculine. She apologized for his insecurities rather than making herself smaller in his presence. Mm-hmm. I can hear her strength. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This text reads, good evening. Just joining. I think I miss out on the bad managers. Sorry. Good evening. Just joining. I think I missed out on the bad manager ways. Jobs where you are overlooked, where it is said you're not doing several persons' job, mm-hmm. but just doing different things for 8 hours. How do we solve this problem on jobs? You have to have a JD. If you don't have a JD, then we have an issue. But in most instances, you have a JD and it says other related activities. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be mindful of that unless you are there for a specific task.
Yes.
Like an anesthetist. You know that you only go in there to put people asleep and wake them back up. Mm-hmm. Like that is legitimately your portfolio.
Yeah.
But again, we are out of time. So you give me your dates, your where to call, where to come, and that's you.
Okay. So the date is August 22nd, and the conference will be hosted at Holy Trinity Hall, the most holy, am I saying it correctly? Trinity Hall. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the investment is only $250. You need to be in the room. You need to be in the room. This is a conference you do not want to miss.
Ladies and gents, you've listened to Kenny's Corner. Miss Claire is signing out with us. It's going to be an opportunity for you to invest in yourself. Celebrate you. Invest in you. We do so many things. I mean, I'm bald. You buy a lace front wig. You fix your teeth. You take your Ozempic. You get a BBL. But are you investing in your soul, in yourself? Mm-hmm. So take this opportunity to invest in yourself. Come in here, Dana Munnings Gray. She is a prolific woman. She is a woman's woman.
Yes.
Ladies and gents, this is an opportunity for you to invest in yourself. This is another sexy Tuesday evening. Next week, Tuesday, I'm going to be on break, guys. But in between that time and in the meantime, celebrate you. Find that man tonight. Put your leg over him and let him put it over you. Get you some popcorn and have yourself a sexy Tuesday evening.
Yes.
Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio, 96.9.
Yeah. Even when it's hard, I'm who I need to be. You gotta do it for yourself. Ain't nobody coming through. You gotta find your strength, even when you don't want to. It's gonna be hard sometimes, it's gonna feel too much. You gonna break, you gonna cry, you gonna wanna give up. But believe me, you gonna make pain see. You're stronger than the moment, you just gotta believe. I celebrate me for everything I survive. All the storms I walk through, still I'm here, still alive. Even with no clear view, nothing.